जाविहारी। रुकी जन्नवाला किरीवारी दारी गोपी जनवाला गिरीवारी दारी सोरानंदना व्रज जानरंजना यशोदनंदना व्रज जानरंजना यमुना तीरावनु चाहरी यमुना तीरावनु चाहरी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जनवाला गिरीवारी दारी गोपी जनवाला गिरीवारी दारी सोरनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनु चाहरी यमुना तीरावनु चाहरी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवाला गिरीवारी दारी गोपी जनवाला गिरीवारी दारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चाहरी यमुना तीरावन चाहरी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरि हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaur Haribo. Dai Shishirara Gopinar ki jai, Shishigunta ki dai, Shigopal ki jai, Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki dai, Bhaktapurana Maharaj ki dai, Mahavishnu Pada Krishna Krishna Pada. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayam namah kristya. Naram cheva narotamam. Devim sarvatim jasam tatto jayamudiraye nasta prayeshu abhadrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nastiki.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 26, the Haila Gita, Text 19-20. Please respect the Sanskrit word after me. Pitroho Kim Swam Nu Bariyaya Swamino.
Gnee.
Sva. Gridrayo. Kim. Atmanaha. Kim. Shuridam. Itti. Yo. Navasiyate.
Okay, so only this one.
Pitro kim svaso bariyaya svamino gne sva gridrayo kim atmana kim suridham ityo navasiyate pitro kim svaso bariyaya Swamino gne svagridhrayo kim atmanaha kim suridam ityo navasiyate pitroho kim svaso bharyaya Swamino gne svagridhrayo kim atmanaha kim suridam Ithiyo navasiyate
Pitro kim svanu bhariyaya
Pitro kim svanu bhariyaya
Swamino gne sugridrayo
Swamino gne sugridrayo
Kim atmana kim sugridam
Kim atmana kim sugridam
Ithiyo navasiyate
Ithiyo navasiyate
Pitro kim svanu bhariyaya
Pitro kim svanu bhariyaya
Matajis. Of the parents, kim, whether, swam, the property, nu, or, bariyaya, of the wife, swamina, of the employer, agnehe, of the fire, swagridraya, of the dogs and the jackals, Kim, whether, Agnehe, of the fire. Whether, Atmana, of the soul. Kim, whether, Suridam, of friends. Iti, thus, Ya, Wu. Na avasyate, can never decide. Tasmin, to that. Kalivare, material body. Amedye, abominable. Tucha niste, heading towards the lowest destination. Bisayate, Visajate becomes attached. Aho. Ha. Subhadram. Very attractive. Sunasam. Having a beautiful nose. Smitam. Beautiful smile. Cha. And Mukam. The face. Striya. Of a woman. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charabinam Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Translation. One can never decide whose property the body actually is. Does it belong to one's parents who have given birth to it, one's wife who gives it pleasure, or to one's employer who orders the body around? Is it the property of the funeral fire or of the dog and jackals who may ultimately devour it? Is it the property of the indwelling soul who partakes in its happiness and distress? Or does the body belong to intimate friends who encourage and help it? Although a man never definitely ascertains the proprietor of the body, he becomes most attached to it. The material body is polluted, is a polluted material form heading towards the lowly destination. Yet, when a man stares at the face of a woman, he thinks, what a good looking lady, what a charming nose she got, and see her beautiful smile. Purport. The phrase tucha nishte or headed towards a lowly destination indicates that if buried, the body will be consumed by worms. If burned, it will turn to ashes. And if die in a lonely place, it will be consumed by dogs and vultures. The illusory potency of Maya enters within the female form and bewitches a man's mind. The mind is attracted to Maya appearing within the female form. But when he embraces the woman's body, he ends up with two handful of stool, blood, mucus, pus, skin, bone, hairs, and flesh. People should not be like cats and dogs in the ignorance of bodily consciousness. A human being should be enlightened in Krishna consciousness and learn to serve the Supreme Lord without falsely trying to exploit his potencies. Om Janam Timinadasya Jana Jana Shalakaya Jakshominitam Minatashma Shigurabinamaha Shri Shitana Manobistam Safitayena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Paradikam Vandhyam Sri Guru Shayuta Parakamaram Sri Guru Vajvamta Shri Rupam Sakaryatam Raghunatam Tam Zajivam Savarutam Paritam Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahaga Lalita Shri Visakam Visamcha E Krishna Karuna Sendu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Sute Tapchakana Gaurangi Radhe Brisavanu Suhare Brisavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpataram Jascha Kripa Sanunya Hevacha Titanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarvasudeve Gauravani Pracharine
Nirvesesa sanyavadi patthachari satarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Dari Gol Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kuloti Vachalam Pangum Lagate Girim. Yad Kripatada Vande Shri Guru Dinataranam.
Hare Krishna to everyone. So, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 26. The Aila Gita, Texts 19 and 20. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be here. I think after 4 years now. My last visit to India was 2016. So Chopati Mandir has been my base all the time. As the Prabhuji announced, I used to visit here very regularly before. Under the instruction of our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. After I did my Bhakti Sastri, 2003 I think, Mayapur and Vrindavan. When I finished Mayapur, the course, I came, he said, okay, now you can go to Vrindavan. Then you stay a few days. Then you go to Chopati. I was having like 2 months left. He said, stay a few days in Vrindavan and go to Chopati. I said, what is this? Few days in Vrindavan? I should spend more time in Vrindavan because holy place. I did not understand. So I did some courses, Mayapur in Vrindavan. And when I arrived here in Chopati, I realized what Maharaj was telling me. Because all the courses I learned, Mayapur, Vrindavan, this course, I found that all the devotee in Chopati, on Chopati here, even Bhakta, they have this load, they have these courses already here, in the behavior and the character and everything. That yes, to be in a holy place is good, but what's the point if you don't have good association? The point of visiting a holy place is to associate with holy people, holy devotees. So I'm always very happy to be here. And to have the opportunity to give class in this place is a special blessing because you must really speak well because everybody's in knowledge here. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so the text, one can never decide whose property the body actually is. Does it belong to one's parents who have given birth to it? To one wife who gives it pleasure, or to one employer who orders the body around? Is it the property of the funeral fire, or the dogs and jackals who may ultimately devour it? Is it the property of the dwelling soul who partakes in its happiness and distress? Or does the body belong to intimate friends who encourage and help it? Although a man never definitely ascertains the proprietor of the body, he becomes most attached to it. The material body is a polluted material form heading towards a lowly destination. Yet, when a man stares at the face of a woman, he thinks, what a good-looking lady, what a charming nose she got, and see her beautiful smile. Yeah. Okay. Of course, there are many questions here. Yeah? But individually, one has to respond to this question based on his consciousness, based on the level of his consciousness. Yeah. Is poverty, is the parents? Of course, some people say, yes. My daddy and my mommy gave birth to me. So this body is for them. So people may think like that. Someone also may think, yes, my body is for my wife. No? It's my wife. With my wife, I can get children, I can create a family. So this body is for her. Yes, it's true also. Some may say, yeah, my body is for my employer. Yeah, he pays me. You know, I work for him, he pays me. If I don't pay him, you don't pay me. How can I take care of my family? How can I pay my land bill, my house bill, everything? So, yes, this body is for my employer. It's true. Yeah. And the other reality also is that when we die, yes, in India, we do cremation. Yes, so the body belongs to the, to the funeral fire. You like it or not? Yeah, because your body must go there. You cannot keep your body in the fridge forever. No, must be burned. This is in India. And other places where they don't burn bodies, they don't do cremation, the body must be buried. So, the body also can belong to the fire funeral, the funeral fire, or also to the ground. In the Bible, it is said, you are made with heart, and you shall return to the heart. In the Bible, it's there. Because there, they don't know cremation. And, of course, if someone dies, by accident or somewhere, and nobody's there, then the chakras and doctors say, wow, good. Nice prasad. Yes, so for them also. Yeah. So see, like in that way, the body belongs to different people. Yeah, it's a fact. But now, the reality is that the body is the property of Krishna. I remember one in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one person wanted to commit suicide. Then Chaitanya Prabhu said, no. You even to commit suicide is a sin. Because you don't have rights to commit suicide, to give yourself death. Wait, Yamara will come and take you. Don't worry. No rush. Don't give yourself that. If you do that, it's a severe punishment. It is a punishment for those who commit suicide. They will not be given another physical body. They will remain in a ghostly form. So it is a sin to commit suicide. It means the body does not belong to ourselves and to all these people we are mentioning here. Okay, now. If the body belongs to Krishna, to God, then what's next? You must use it to serve Him. We don't know that we have passed through different species. 8,400,000 species. Now we are in a human form. According to the Vedic scriptures, we have 400,000 human form. Some are civilized, some are not civilized. The word civilization or a person who is civilized, what is the meaning of someone who is civilized? He is someone who lives in America. Maybe some people think like that. Someone who lives in Europe. Someone who knows how to operate computers, how to use Facebook, WhatsApp. He's a civilized person. Those who don't know how to do Facebook and these things, they are from village. the villages. So, the definition of a civilized person also is based on consciousness. Nowadays, when someone is civilized, it means they live in big cities. It has big bank balance, many cars, many connections. It travels in plane every 5 minutes. It's a civilized person. But those, that's why, I don't know, based on what, they make some classification of countries based on material income. Yeah, money. Third world country, first country, that is. Africa is the third world, India is the third world, America is first world. Why? What is this? No. So, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, a civilized person in the Vedic time, when you have cows and Brahmanical culture and grains and cereals, yeah. It means you are civilized. Civilized person. See? So, now we have in the world, it's called modern world. Modern world. It's modern, which means it is not natural. Anything that is not natural has side effects. Yeah. Anything that is not natural have side effects. That's why we are having many, many, many side effects. This one now. So-called civilized society. Without God. We are trying to replace God in all our dealings. So, our body, we don't know the importance of this body. That's why we use it for sense gratification. Actually, this verse, many, you can say 99% of people thinks like that. That the body is for my wife, is for my parents, is for my employer, is for this, that. But if they don't, they think like that, when they die, eventually the body will belong to the funeral fire, or to the dogs and chakals. And very, very fortunate. Yeah. So, there is a story, you know it already, the king who have four wives. Sorry, I'm coming from one place, Burkina. There is a severe cold and dust. Some kind of... So, there is a story of the king of four wives. You know it already. The wife was enjoying with four wives. Of course, that always when a man marries a lady, polygamy, later he can decide to marry two, three, four. Some even go higher. But this one have four. So the doctor made a checking. He said, hey, my friend, time is short. It's time to exit. Very soon, you are going to go. So, what to do? I don't know. So, he called his wives, one by one. He called one, the last one, the youngest one. You remember the story of Dasarath, no? Dasarath have three wives. The youngest is Kekei. He was most attached to Kekei, right? All the bank codes, all the passwords for the youngest wife. Because the old one is old. They're old. Yeah. So he called the youngest wife, oh my dear, oh I'm going to go. I'm going to go soon. Can you follow me? Can you follow me to the grave? He said, what is this? What are you talking? See, we came individually. Nanos is saying she's preaching philosophy. We came individually. Well, we must go individually. It's not a badge. It's not a boss. It is individual. Just go. When my time reaches, I go. Please. You go. You go. First. Then he called the second wife. Yes. This is the situation. I must die now. Can you help me? Can you follow me? She said, oh, well, I know we are married, but, you know, I'm still young, you know. I'm still young. I still have so many things to do. So, I think I can save you a few time, and when is my time also, I'll join you. Then he called the third one. Can you help me? Follow me in my grave? No way. I've had to travel to America, I have to do this, I have to do that, so many plans. No. Then the last one. See, the last one, she was even crying, waiting for the husband to call her. Before the husband speaks, huh? She said, oh, my dear husband, you are everything for me. So, I'm ready. Whatever situation is there, I'm ready to cooperate with you. So, I don't have a choice. Now, this is allegory. Eh? This is the four wives. The youngest one is the body. This is our body. Our body is the first to leave us. When we are sick and we have cancer, we have some sickness, and we have a last stage, the body is not responding. Cannot drink, cannot see, cannot hear, cannot walk, cannot do anything. The body refuses to cooperate. Even you have the desire to move, but the body says no. Finish. Ungrateful. It's an ungrateful wife. The third one, wife, is relatives, my friend, my wife, my uncle, my daddy, my mom, my this, my that. They cannot follow you because you die, the whole family will go. No. No. Then the third wife is our property. The third wife, she said, I can follow you to the grave, but I cannot, to the cemetery, but I cannot enter into the grave with you. I mean, our property, if we have a nice car, we can drive our car for the burial. But after the burial, the car must go back. Someone else has to use the car. So our property, someone else is going to use. Our properties. That's why she said, oh, I have to go to America, I have to do this, I have to do that. In India it's good because to some extent, the Vedic culture is there. Because when your husband is dead, a lady, it's a Vedic time, a lady is supposed to remain like that. I don't know whether it is still... Yeah. They remain widow till they live, till they leave the body. But in other parts of the body, I know one lady, many cases like that. The husband was sick, was in a coma, and she was calling all the time, calling the doctor. Okay, doctor, what is happening now? What about health? Then the doctor said, oh, he has come out from coma. Now he's recovering. Then she dropped the phone. Because she was expecting him to die so that he would take care of everything in the house. When is he going to die, this guy? He dropped the phone. Yeah. So, like that, some people, they're expecting another person's death to enjoy the property. So the third wife said, no. I'm going to marry again. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yes. Sometime in the funeral in Europe, in Africa, some places like that, when they are doing the funeral of the husband of a wife, she will get another next husband the same day. even babies, I say, she was having even other boyfriends, even though she's married. So when you die, it's not a big deal for her. It's not, yeah. Now, the fourth wife is the Sabasul Paramatma. Paramatma will follow us wherever we go. Even if it becomes, warm in the stool of a dog, Paramatma is there. The worms lives in this stool. The dog is considered the lowest animal, untouchable. Yeah. Still, the stool of, the dog is most contaminated. It's completely opposite to the cow tongue. But Paramatma accepts to live in the stool of a cow, in the womb. Because what? Suridham is best friend, individual soul is there. So the Paramatma is not ungrateful. Like, okay, my friend has problem, has some difficulty, I will abandon him. No. We always follow us. If you become a king, Paramatma is there. Become a demigod, Paramatma will always be there. This is chastity. So, if you analyze very well, then the body belongs to Krishna. So, we must use it to serve Krishna. And the best way to serve the Lord is to do devotional service. Yeah. Now, when we are coming, many people ask me, did you go to China recently? Said, no, look at my passport, there's no stamp. They're asking people, did you go to China? Did you go to China? Why? Coronavirus. Yeah. If I say yes, then go back. Yeah. All this stuff because of modern civilization. Enjoyment. Our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Maharaj used to, and the question is here. The man is attracted to Maya appearing within the female form. But when he embraces a woman's body, he ends up with two handfuls. It's like it's two handfuls of stool, blood, mucus, pus, skin, bone, hairs and flesh. Yeah. It's a illusion. So Maya acts through female bodies. Yeah. We are not here to say that women are Maya, no. But it's a fact. We are not in a modern society to put women and men the same platform. No. In Vedic culture, women, they are always at the back. Not under the table, but at the back means this is the real position of a woman to always follow the husband. In fact, a woman should never be free when she's a child under the care of the parents, when she's married under the care of the husband, and when she becomes old under the care of the senior sons. At any level, a woman should be free. Freedom of woman means in chastity. That's what we are seeing now. So, when in the Maya comes to appear in the female form, then fools, very beautiful. Oh, nice. But we don't know. Just like, it is just like, you see, when you take your mobile phone, or even your car, a vehicle, you remove the the body of the car. You see, it's something very ugly. But when the car is nice, put the doors and the everything. So many things look very, very beautiful. The same thing with the body also. It is cosmetism. Gurudev wrote in the book Spiritual Warrior. This word now is cosmetism. Cosmetism means to make something appear beautiful, even though it is not beautiful. Some people they can't afford very expensive mobile phones, like iPod, iPad, you know, Android. But they also want to, you know, to appear big man also among people. So they can buy the cover of iPod and put the mobile inside. Yeah. And at the train station, they will call, "Hello, where are you?" So people see iPod. Wow, this is good. Huh? But it's not iPod. It is one kind of cheap phone from China. From China. Ah. This is what we are doing now. We cannot accept our real situation, our real status. We want to appear what we do, what we are not. Yes. Nobody wants to say at the back. Everyone wants to be at the front. Artificially. Yes. We give ourselves big, especially in Facebook. Everybody's a big guy in Facebook. No employer, no cleaner in Facebook. Everybody's PhD, this, that. I live in America, that is. Because we are hiding our real, you know, situation. Ah. So, yeah, illusion means when you see the Maya in the form of female, then we are very much attracted. Yeah. Very, very much attracted. But, in fact, the same thing we do with the car. Remove the skin. The skin of the body. Remove. Then remove what again? The bones. It become like this. Then remove the blood. Huh? Then the mucus and pus. It's just a bag. So the body is just a bag of mucus, pus, skin, bone, blood, stool. If I give you a bag of this thing, you accept it. No. You complain, you go to police. Say, "This guy, this guy is my enemy." Why? But we accept it happily. Wow. Ooh. Bag of mucus and pus and skin and blood and stool. Ah, this illusion. That's why devotee, only why devotee is it best to be a devotee. Devotee are intelligent, Aryans. Devotees are civilized Aryans because they know the facts. Yeah. Again, the story is there. You know it already. Beauty, liquid beauty. They make it soft because we know it already. That lady, one guy wants to marry a beautiful lady. She's beautiful. I say, "Okay, come after some time." 1 month later. So after 1 month, he came back and meanwhile, the lady took some, you know, purgative. And she vomited. And all the blood, the mucus, everything, she put it in a basket. And she became lean and pretty ugly. So the prince came to meet the parents. "Yes, I was here 1 month ago to marry your daughter. Yes, so I'm back. I'm ready." Okay. "You're ready? Okay. She's there. You go." Then he entered the room. She saw one, person. I see one thing like this. All the skin is completely, you know, she's look very miserable. And he said, "Okay, my dear, you are back?" He said, "Yes." He said, "No, it's not you. I came to meet such a lady.
She's very nice, very beautiful. I said, no, I'm the one. No, it's not you. That's me. We met such time, that place, and she described the occasion of the meeting. And the guy knew very well that it's correct. But the body now looks different. Then he said, okay, you want me? I said, yes. Okay, you take the bucket. The bucket is, mucus is there, stool is there, vomit is there, mucus, everything is there. They said, no, it's not possible. Yes, because we cannot take these buckets of stool and mucus and stool, but while we accept it when it is covered. Yeah. Okay, same thing apply with Mataji also. The man is the same thing. Yeah. If men are attracted to women, women also attracted to men. It's the same thing. So this story is for both. Yeah. So this is illusion. So those who are in illusion, they think this body is all in all. So make sure this body becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. It's the best decoration. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said there that in Kali Yuga, to take baths once, the people think they are just, I become a saintly person. Because if you have money, you become pious. You have long hair, means you are very beautiful. That's why in modern society, women, especially in Europe and Africa, their only business is to make sure they have long hair to become attractive. There is a business, maybe you don't know, in Africa and yes, other part of the world, not in Africa especially. There is a business where people, in India, some especially South India, they used to offer the shiv, completely, and they give darshan, they had to Vishnu. So it is a big business now in Africa. Some people come here to buy this hair. And it's a big business. They call it human hair. Because they have been trying with artificial hair, plastic hair. Sometimes if you are fighting with a lady, and she was supposing like this, she wear this thing. And she gives the hair. And say, well, give my hair. Yeah. How can you make my hair? The hair, this is hair, no? So, now, this business is, people buy the hair, Indian hair, very long, very beautiful. So they buy, and they make some adjustment. Like this, so they put it. And they look like Indian lady or beautiful lady, like that. This is the business they're doing now. Because they think this body is all in all. I must enjoy it to the maximum limit. Nobody is ready to hold age. Now we have injection for old age. Some people they use horse blood. So many ways to remain fresh. How is possible? Anything that take birth in this material have six transformation. No? Must take birth, must grow whole, you must have byproducts like that, become sick, disease, and die. Why are people, they are working against the law of material nature. To fight with Maya, and me, you have to become ready, because nobody has never succeeded in fighting with Maya. You know Muhammad Ali, no? Where is he now? Nobody can defeat Muhammad Ali, but
Maya defeated Muhammad Ali.
Bruce Lee, karate man. The strongest person in the world cannot defeat material energy. Yeah. So, we have to understand, even now, those who are ignorant, they think like that. But now, when we come to the level of devotees also, because it's here, people should not be like cats and dogs in the ignorant bodily consciousness. A human being should be enlightened in Krishna consciousness and learn to serve the Supreme Lord without falsely trying to exploit his potencies. Okay? It's a fact. We are not ignorant. We don't think like that. Now, what is the degree of our abandon, of our surrender to Krishna? Yes, we know that the body is for Krishna, and we have to serve him. But what is our wish speed? Are we have time, or we are not serious, or we are very serious? One thing is to be a devotee. Another thing is to become a serious devotee. That's why we have Kanista, we have Madhyam, we have Uttam also. Yeah. To be a devotee is good. But which term of kind of devotee? The question is there. Vaishnava ke? Which kind of Vaishnava are you? I'm a Vaishnava. Yeah. But which kind of Vaishnava? In box, we have heavyweight, we have small. Which kind of weight are you? Devotee, yeah. Are you heavyweight devotee? You have to be heavyweight devotee. Ah. So, this story of Buddha is there. Buddha, he became enlightened in few time. I think in one day. Buddha, when he was young, he never went out from the palace of his father. Father was a king. He never went out. He doesn't know what is poverty, what is suffering. No. So one day, by chance, he happened to go out with one of the guards, security. So when they went out, Buddha saw one lady coming with big stomach. And Buddha asked, what is this? Why is she's a big stomach and she's walking like this? The security man said, this is a lady, this is called pregnancy. She's pregnant. After that, she will give birth to a baby. Buddha said, what? Baby? Yeah, you too, you the same thing. When you stay 9 months, then you come out as a baby. Buddha said, oh. Then they continue. Then they met another person suffering with some kind of things in the body, almost crying. Then Buddha asked, what is this? He said, this is called Vyadi, sickness, disease. Ah, yes. You too, this is life like that. Take birth, become, you have some disease. It's a law. Then they saw a third person walking, is a whole man walking with one stick. You know, one step take 15 minutes to make another step, shivering like this. Then Buddha said, hey, this guy should walk fast, no? Why is he so slow? like a snail, so slow, he should move fast. No, my boy, this is called Jara. It's the old age. He cannot walk fast. All the energy is gone. Oh, old age. Then last, they saw on the palanquin, one body is lying there with garland and flowers. People are crying. Why are these people crying? They are big men crying. Why are they crying? Well, this one up there, what is he doing there? Hey, this is called Mrityu. He's dead, and they're going to bury him, or you're going to cremate the body. So the conclusion is that life means
birth, disease, old age, and death. Finish. The real problem of human life. So Buddha understood, he said, okay, so life is birth, disease, old age, and death. So Buddha sat under the tree. That tree, he got realization. So he got realization of that tree. So that very day, he sat down there and was meditating. And God, he attained realization. The same day. So, now it's here. People should not be like cat and dogs in the ignorant bodily consciousness. A human being should be enlightened in Krishna consciousness and learn to serve the Supreme Lord without falsely trying to exploit his potencies. Now, our devotional service, are we doing it like Buddha? Or we have enough time? You know, we have enough time. From time to time, you come to the temple. From time to time, we do japa. From time to time, do we do it from time to time, or we are very focused? What is the intensity of our desire to serve Krishna? Yet, we are not ignorant. We know the body belongs to Krishna. This is fine. But what is the level of our consciousness? And are we ready? Or we still have time to waste? So this is Krishna consciousness. We are not saying from this verse that we should not take care of the body. We must take care of the body because we are using the body. But the taking care of the body should not be the goal. Yeah. Not taking care of the body also is foolish. It's not good. But it should not be the prime goal. That yes, I must make sure that my body is very, very, very strong and very beautiful all the time. But still, we have to take care of the body. Because we need that body to perform devotional service. Yeah, healthy body, clean body, is accepted. But not to think that, not to make the whole program. This society now, this, people don't know, the whole program of this modern society is to make sure the body is always ready for sense gratification. Yeah. That's why Krishna consciousness, we are working against this modern society. They don't like us. You know that. They like, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but they like very light religions. Not much pushing. You know. Our rules, our principles are completely against modern society. Because devotees, they dress very simple. Devotees, they shave their hair. The barbers, they don't have custom anymore. Because the devotees shave their hair. Among themselves, one blade is enough to shave 10 people. Baba is there waiting for customer. Devotees are not going there. And those who sell textiles, nice clothes, they're waiting for people to come and buy. Devotees, they wear only two colors. Saffron and white. Finish. We're going to buy their clothes. They have nice shoes, nice wash. No, devotees don't do that. The real time is to serve Krishna. So, the society doesn't like these heavyweights, devotional service. They like a very light religion, very, very light. You can become a religious person, at the same time, you can have your whiskey, your cigarettes, your this and that. And at the same time, you believe in God. It's okay. No much rushing. We are going to get there sooner or later, but now, take it easy. No, not rushing. Devotees are rushing. They want to finish this business, this lifetime. So it's different. Yeah. If you don't, you're not rushing, you cannot reach the final destination. It is a gate. We must make sure to get out from the prison before the gate is closed. And according to the Vedas also, this place is called Matunya Agara. Matunya Agara means it's a prison. And the prison, that prison, the key of the prison is with the is Maya in the female form. Matunya Agara. So means to escape from this prison, you must go and collect the key from Maya in their female form. If you don't cooperate, if they cannot give the key. If you don't know how to, you don't have tacts and styles how to collect the key, it's not possible. Just like monkeys. The monkey carry your mobile phone or your something, you cannot challenge the monkey. Hey, give my this thing. No. You must cooperate. You must become very humble, very tolerant, very patient for the monkey to cooperate. Otherwise, monkey, no. From one branch to another branch and try to tear your looking at you and eventually you got to drop it somewhere. Yeah. But if you want, carry some banana. Yes. And give the banana to the monkey. The monkey say, oh, not good, not bad. Then the monkey will say, okay, maybe we can talk now. Yeah. Then you send one banana, still no full confidence. And another banana. Then you're checking, do you have stick or like this? And the monkey is fully convinced that you are not going to harm. Then maybe he can drop. Not give you to drop the mobile phone and enjoy the banana. And at that moment now, you take your mobile phone. Otherwise, not possible. So to go and collect the key from Maya in the female form, you must know the ways how to collect the key. Otherwise, it's not possible. If you are coming with strength, giving the key, they don't give because they are gatekeepers. They are keeping the key of the gates. Matunya Agara. So we have to wake up and really understand. And among the 4,000 species of human form. Some are not civilized, some are civilized. So, you know, we're not going to ask, we civilized, no, we're not civilized. The person who is civilized is a devotee, it's finished. Yeah. A civilized person knows his duty in this human form. His duty is to serve the Lord. The best way to use your human form is to serve Krishna. Yeah. Any questions? Any comments? Yeah, so the preaching is really progressing. We are very happy to see that the preaching, especially in India and Mumbai, is progressing by devotees from Chopati, because it is the war against modern civilization and Vedic civilization. So the more we preach, and the more we get ground, then the less material consciousness will grow. Otherwise, material consciousness is growing higher and higher and higher. So we must also reduce it. Otherwise, just verse. But if nothing is done, this verse will just remain there. And if we see more people thinking that way. Yeah. So duty of the devotees is to spread this message so much as possible. So that people become more and more conscious of their real duty as human body. The transmigration, three bodies are there: cow, monkey, and lion. They come to the human form. So ignorance, passion, and goodness. So there are always human beings. There are three types of human beings: those one goodness, those one passion, those one ignorance. Just living society also classification. Four varnas are there. In the society also three types of people: ignorance, passion, and inner goodness. At least goodness is the platform from where we can start. You know, passion and ignorance no good. So we must skip our consciousness at least to be in the goodness. But when you become devotee, you go beyond goodness. So it is a pity to sometimes to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he instructed Sanatana Goswami and his associates. He said that if you take birth in Bharat Bharasa, your duty is to become purify yourself and also train others to become also purified. That is the mission of human life. Unfortunately, in India is becoming more and more westernized. More and more westernized. So the few group of devotees, very important to have devotees in the world. We are in Africa. We see when you look at the medias and the informations, you know, we see that more and more some degradation is going on everywhere in the world, even in India also. So if India is Maya, so what about the other countries? Huh? What about America? What about Europe? What about Africa? Yeah. So it is a duty of the devotee to make sure this Vedic culture does not disappear, and the culture of consumerism also reduce. Yeah. Hare Krishna. If there's no question, then can hand a class. Shri Prabhupada ki Gantara Shimon Bhagavatam ki jai.